This morning we have a guest joining us to talk a little bit about an event coming up here, not too far down the road here yet this month, where we want to get some folks together to kind of rub heads a little bit and come up with some wonderful ideas for the future. Dan Haynes is in with us this morning. Dan is the executive director of the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the invite.
Yeah, appreciate stopping by. Coming up on Wednesday, April 29th, going to have a little community forum, hopefully a big community forum, coming up here at the YMCA. For the YMCA, be at the Cass County Community Center. Be an evening event with a dinner and social, and then an opportunity for folks to share some information. This isn't the first time you've done this.
No, we did it back in 21, I think it is, and that's kind of where we got to where we are today as far as our facilities. So back then, we were asking the community, what do you want in a facility and recreation for the community? So now that we've got that done, we are on the YMCA board is on our next strategic plan. So this is the next step in that. And so how do we take all of those new shiny things that we're going to build, and how do we program to the best of our ability? And we really want some input from our community about what, now that the space is there, what does the programming look like that you want in that? We know the spaces that they liked and they told us they wanted, so that's what we put in it. So now how do we program it better?
Were you satisfied the last time you had an event like this with the kind of turnout and feedback that you got?
Yeah, I think we had, in that event, we had about 80, a little over 80 people there. So that was a nice group. I'm looking for 100, 150 this time is what I'd really like to have. And we really want a cross-section of folks. We don't just want YMCA members. We want people that aren't members right now, because we know what, from the data that we collected last time, we know that people want other things than just physical fitness things. They want social spaces. They want fun family places. So that's what we put into it. So we need the input from all of those folks. So we need seniors. We need people, young families. We need kids. We need everybody. So.
Well, a lot, as we know, is going to be happening very soon with the YMCA, because it's part of the Vision Atlantic project, which we've already seen has had a lot of activity on the housing side, the child care side, and then the YMCA portion are going to happen here not too far down the road. So we know there's going to be activity. Is this just a matter of figuring out what type of activity? Are you looking for physical building kind of input as well as programming input?
Well, I think the facility itself is there, so there might be some equipment needs that we're, so right now, for example, we're going through some things with the equipment that we're going to be putting into the Child Development Center. So those things are kind of set, but we're looking for things. I mean, we're going to put recreation equipment in, so pool tables, foosball, those kind of things. We're going to be working on the STEAM and STEM room, which will have all kinds of different equipment in it. So, and then really into the programming, what do they want to see that? Because what I've been preaching to our board and to our staff is that we're going to have this new facility. We're probably going to have to look at different ways of doing business. In my mind, that new beautiful new facility ought to be open on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and it should be, you know, all of those kind of things. So we have to, so we're wanting that maybe some reinforcement or some input from everybody and saying, you know, if we stayed open till 10 o'clock on a Friday night or a Saturday night, would you come? What would you like to do if you're there? Is there a program that's going on or that's not going on in our community that we should be holding there? So how do we navigate those kind of things? So we've got several high-level categories, and don't ask me what they all are right now, because I probably can't recite them.
Okay, Dan, what are the categories?
But we just want the input from that, and then we will take that to the next step. After that, this coming meeting on the 29th, we will go into some focus groups. So we will be asking people, I hope this doesn't scare anybody away, but we're going to ask people, if you have an interest in this or that, would you be a focus group and just help us to guide that? So that's kind of what we're looking for.
Sure. That's an easy process, though. Talk a little bit about the night itself. This is coming up on Wednesday, April 29th. Now, first, before we get there, I know you're asking for RSVPs. I assume that's for food.
Yes.
By April 22nd, so coming up here very quickly. But April 29th is the meeting. Talk about that night. How do you expect the night will line up?
So we plan on at 5 o'clock, the social will start, and we will probably it'll be the downtowners got good food, so they'll be coming through. So we won't be serving you. You'll come through the serving line. And as people come in, we just anticipate we'll do the social and dinner, send them through the line, and then we'll get started as quick as we can. Probably about 5:30, we'll start with the input session. So I've got I have a speaker coming out of Omaha that has been running YMCAs for, oh, probably 30 years, but he's also, now he's kind of retired from that and moving on to fundraising and programming of facilities kind of as a consultant across the country. So he's going to come in and open us up for about 10 or 15 minutes and just talk about what he's seeing across the country as YMCA's shift in the programming that we're doing. Because, you know, years ago, you know, our Y's been here since 1890. It was called a railroad YMCA back then. It was a place where people could come and read a book and maybe get a bath and just a place to sit, a prayer room, that kind of stuff. And obviously things have changed a lot since then. So our goal is to kind of just maybe look back, but then look at what we want to do going forward. So that's the kind of input we want. So he'll open us up with that 10 or 15 minutes, kind of a history and what's going on around the country. And then we have Corey Shear, who is a consultant with Trust-Centric Consulting. And he's the one that the YMCA board has hired to help us go through this strategic planning process. So he will lead the night, and so there'll be questions. I would assume he'll break us up into interest groups and then to kind of get everybody's input, and then he'll probably ask the big question, would you like to be involved somehow? So, you know, we just want that input, and then we hope to wrap up about 7:30.
Sure. Dan, it seemed to me, if I recall correctly, the last time you held one of these a few years back, it was kind of spitballing. Folks were throwing out all kinds of ideas, and none of them are too crazy. It was just throwing out ideas. We're writing stuff down, kind of coming up with categories as we go. Do you see the night going along those same lines, or is it going to be more directed toward the programming side?
I think it'll be more directed. And you got a good memory, by the way, several years ago. Jeez. I think it'll be a little bit more directed. Like I said, we have several categories, and one of those off the top of my head is sustainability.
Sure.
So how does it look? What is the programming that we need to do to sustain our YMCA into the future, so that when our board and I hand it off to the next generation, what are they going to need to be successful? So that programming, those kind of things. So we're talking about staffing, we're talking about volunteerism, we're talking about the programming, the hours, what people want to see. So I mean, it'll be a little bit more directed, but I think as far as programming, what people are looking for, I think it's whatever you can think of. Because if we have the facility, we want to be able to program that building, you know, 24 hours a day if we could. But so we just want to make sure that it's a great asset to the community and how they can use it.
Well, you know, you think about it, it's just the evolution of the YMCA. They're all a little different. I mean, every YMCA and every community is a little different because the communities are different and they have different needs and wants. You know, I recall growing up, the YMCA was still largely a place where if folks needed a place to stay for a while, I mean, they had rooms for rent.
Yes.
You know, it was that type of facility, and it was a gymnasium that we could rent and things like that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, we started to see newer YMCAs pop up with more programming and things. So, I mean, it's just the continued evolution, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, absolutely. And we just gave a presentation, our group gave a presentation in Omaha at the Heartland Alliance Conference. There's a four-state conference there, and everybody was pretty enamored at what we were trying to do here, because it really is, at least in the Midwest, it's kind of a cutting edge, different way of thinking about a YMCA. So, and it really does. It comes down to what does your community need at the time. So, and we want to be forward thinking and change with the times and with the needs of our community. So that's what we're working on.
Sure. And this it's everyone. It's not just people with kids who maybe use the YMCA on a very regular basis, but everybody has an opportunity. The YMCA it's got stuff for everybody.
It does, yes.
In fact, I'm still shocked at the numbers, because you shared with me one time about how many different counties around the area are represented through our YMCA. We have membership from all over.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of folks that use the YMCA, but it's not just them. As you said earlier, I really want to pick on that a little bit, because you said it's not just for folks who are current members, because if we offer the right things, then you've got opportunity for other people to become members.
Right, and that is the goal. So when we did the surveying and the market study back in 21, We did a 40-mile radius of Atlantic, so, and that was intentional to figure out how do we become, again, that hub between Des Moines and Omaha? How do we make it so that the folks in Audubon or in Montgomery County, they'll come to Atlantic to do their shopping, to do their family activities on, you know, where they're going to come to a YMCA for 4 or 5 hours, do their thing, go downtown and eat, shop, and do all that kind of stuff, and then go back to their community. So how do we pull those people into Cass County, into Atlantic, and be that hub for everybody? Because we're not, you know, we know that, you know, not all of the folks are going to drive 40 miles and just be a member. But how do we bring them in for a day and just be that hub? Because, I think that's where, you know, it seems like the state is going, is that they're being regionalized. And we really want to be that region between Des Moines and Omaha.
You bet. Well, and of course, you've got a board that guides. You've got you and your leadership team that lead. But any good leader knows they don't have all the answers. And the answers typically come from other places by listening. And this is the opportunity for folks to help provide some of those answers and give some guidance that way, too. So let's get back to the nuts and bolts then. It is coming up on Wednesday, April 29th. It's at the Cass County Community Center. Dinner and social starting at 5 o'clock. Is dinner free or is that for cost?
Dinner is free, and we'll probably even give you a drink ticket if you want one. So come on out. You'll get a drink and a free meal. We just need you to RSVP by the 22nd. We do have an email at, it's called frontdesk@nishnavalleyymca.com. Or if you don't want to, can't remember that, just give us a call at 3934 and we'll get you on the list.
Okay, easy enough. Yeah. It's a dinner and maybe a drink. That's
yes,
a good carrot to
absolutely.
Dangle out there.
Absolutely, yes.
Good. And it's not carrots for dinner.
No.
5:30 to 7:30 p.m. is that the rest of that session. They'd love to have your input because the YMCA has a long history here and it'll have a long future as well. And if you want to be a part of that, this is your opportunity to do so. Dan Haynes is the executive director of the Nishnavalley Family YMCA. Dan, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Jim. Very appreciate it. Thank you.